This is 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground Ipsy. I'm Lisa Berry, and each week we're joined by On the Ground Ipsy project manager Sarah Rigg, who writes a weekly online article for Concentrate Media and brings someone she wrote about with her to join our conversation. So hi, Sarah, and who's our special guest, and what did you write about this week?
I wrote about a new nonprofit that is trying, that's working on the concept of building a new STEM-based or STEAM-based school, probably in Ypsilanti Township. There's a lot of moving pieces yet, but I have brought with me Scott Heaster, who is the Southeast Regional Director for MI STEM, and a lot of people might know him from his involvement with the local robotics program at the high school, the Grizzly Robotics.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for joining us.
It's good to be here.
So this is a project that's still in the works at this time, correct?
Yes, it is. We started a nonprofit called the American Center for Innovation, and it actually is a lot more than just looking at an educational system. We're actually hoping to partner with an educational system, a public educational system. This is not trying to compete with the public education system currently, but it's trying to infuse STEAM-based education around a maker space and include pre-K or really birth to school programming for students, for families, family community center. And also in that same complex would be a business and industry accelerator, currently working with and partnering with a number of businesses and nonprofits in the area to envision this. So it is just very much in the starting phases. We've got a Prosperity Region 9 grant last year that allowed us to put together the business plan and executive summary, and now we're kind of socially marketing it around the area and building our partnerships.
Just to clarify, STEAM stands for science, technology, engineering, the arts, and mathematics. But I can ask you, Scott, you said from birth?
So we're working with Washtenaw Promise, who is really concerned with lifting up families that are in need that may not have had a lot of services previously to ensure that students actually get to school ready to learn and on target. And so I'm working with that organization and Tim Wilson, who is the CEO of Washtenaw Promise, to help envision what that part of this process and building would look like.
And you mentioned you're not trying to take away support from public schools. You're actually trying to add to it, are you not?
Correct. The two educational components that we're hoping are part of this would be a public education piece that would be designed by the school, the partnering school, and then also a CTE program, a certified technical education program that would be partnering with Washtenaw Community College and the Michigan Institute of Aviation Technology to provide pathways for students into certification programming.
Where did the need for this come from for you? What inspired you to come up with this?
So the years I spent 22 years in Willow Run and another five in Ypsilanti when the consolidation happened. And it was certainly a recognition for me that students were graduating out of school and struggling to find a place because they didn't have the certification skills that were necessary to find jobs in the local community. And I actually, as the MyStem director across the region, find that happening really across the region where the careers folks are trying to go into really don't match the needs of the community. So it's trying to look at what the community needs are, really put together a very place-based system of responding to the needs of the community and then creating certification pathways into those communities and those industries.
Sarah, where did you hear about this and what prompted you to write your story about it this week for On the Ground Ipsy?
I actually found out about it from Brenda Stumbo, the supervisor of Ypsilanti Township, because the location that they're hoping to get into, again, none of this is a done deal, but the location that they're maybe hoping to get into is the former Willow Run High School, Middle School building, which is in Ypsilanti Township. So they made a presentation to the township board, and Brenda Stumbo was very supportive of it. And it sounded like a great idea. That building is being used, but it's not being kind of used for what it was originally intended for. And it seems really logical to put something education related in there again. So I thought that getting the word out about this project would be a good idea, and get some more community partners on board.
So obviously you talked to Scott, you talked to Brenda Stembo. Anybody else you talked to for the article?
Scott had mentioned Tim Wilson, who is the co-founder of Washtenaw Promise. I've actually done a story about them also about a year and a half ago, looking to improve local early childhood education. So I've spoke to the three of them, and then I also, you know, had a few brief conversations with other people involved in the project that, you know, just didn't make it into the article, but lots of background information.
These articles are about the Ypsilanti area, and I'm thinking, Scott, you obviously have ties here, educational ties, for a couple of decades now, but you ultimately think this is a good area to proceed with this plan?
Yeah, I look at when I even... one of the things that we look at is the educational drivers for STEM, and in the actual area itself in Southeast Michigan, but even more directly, the eastern part of Washtenaw County, the reality is there are a lot of STEM jobs that are going unfilled. Mm. And so in order to create a pipeline from communities, and this we're really developing this as a model, not necessarily just something that we would put into the eastern side of Washtenaw County, but this is the model that we're building out, and we really are, you know, trying to create this with the American Center for Innovation as a model that anybody could use to put down in their community that connects directly to the community needs. So if you were putting this down in another county, Hillsdale County, instead of a manufacturing STEM tilt, which would be Eastern Washtenaw County, it would be more of a agricultural tilt to the educational careers that would be developed in that certification programming.
And how far away do you think you are from this actually happening?
Optimistically, would be opening in the fall of 2022. And that all really depends upon connecting to some of the funders that we hope we can bring to the table and help provide some of the partnerships that will grow this, knowing that the makerspace that we're envisioning is at least $500,000 that we're looking at in terms of outfitting that makerspace. And so we are looking for funding opportunities, and right now are working with Michigan Work Southeast on a possible funding grant, and as well as have met with Spark, and I'm hoping that we can tie into some of the Biden administration initiatives that are focused on communities that are at risk and have been inequitably resourced in the past.
Scott Heaster, thanks for joining us. Sarah Rigg, always good to talk to you for On the Ground Ipsy here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.